KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In girls high school basketball action last night, game heard here on KJAN sent us to overtime last night as Abraham Lincoln withstood Atlantic 45-44 in the extra period. Atlantic coach Casey Pelzer said after the ball game that there were a number of positives to take away from the game, but the Trojans just couldn't seem to get the big shot.
You know, it was really tough to, it's tough to remember making a lot of shots that second half, and even in the overtimes other than free throws. So we just have to, you know, come out and shoot the ball with confidence because we have people that can shoot it.
Well, the Trojans were led by Mackenzie Holmes with 14 points and Sam McConnell with 10. They were both bench players last night. In fact, Atlantic scored 32 of their 44 points from the bench last night as they came up just a little short.
This year is going to be tough to put a starting lineup out there, just because, and that's a good thing, just because we've got some pretty good depth, and you know, every girl brings something different to the table. And you know, if we were playing back to back, I have no idea who I would start tomorrow. It would take, you know, a lot of thinking and kind of looking back at the film and the stats. But you know, yeah, we have the capability to score. It's just we had a little slump there in the beginning of the third quarter. It seemed like we were stuck on 23 for a long time. That's why we tried to pick the pressure up to create some opportunities. And, you know, like I said, we just didn't make enough plays to win, and they did.
45-44 in overtime. Abe Lincoln defeating Atlantic last night in the season opener for both of those clubs. In other games last night, Adair Casey beat Lennox 59-21. Guthrie Center wins on back-to-back nights as the Tigers beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 61-48. Nottoway Valley over West Central Valley 62-58. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 57-21. Clark Osceola over Ankeny Christian Academy 65-11. Red Oak beating Fremont Mills 58-32. Lewis Central defeats Sioux City North 51-33. Dallas Center Grimes over Creston 56-38. Kemper Catholic downing Carroll 53-32. Denison beat Maple Valley 60-25. ADM over Van Meter 51-33. Bedford beat Stanton 55-35. IKM Manning a winner over Coon Rapids Bayard 64-33. And Madrid beat East Green 41-31 in girls' hoops last night. In men's college basketball, senior Chris Allen scored a season-high 23 points, and Iowa State held off Northern Colorado 90-82 last night. Melvin Edgem had 12 points. Tyrus McGee, Chris Babb, and Scott Christofferson each chipped in with 11 for the Cyclones, who set a new school record by hitting 16 three-pointers. Iowa State needed nearly all of those three-pointers as the winless Bears made the Cyclones work for their second straight win, as Iowa State improves now to 3-1 on the season with that victory. Seth Tuttle scored 14 points on 7 of 9 shooting, and Northern Iowa never trailed Tuesday, beating Western Carolina 59-39 as part of the South Padre Invitational. Tuttle was the only player in double figures for the Panthers, who led by as many as 35 points. Jake Cook had 9 points and 9 rebounds, plus 4 blocks, 3 assists, and 3 steals to help lead the way for the Panthers, who are now 3-1 on the season. Well, there's something special about Duke's basketball team and the shores of the sparkling Pacific Ocean that just go well together. Duke remains perfect on the season and for its history at the Maui Invitational. Austin Rivers had 20 points, Seth Curry and Ryan Kelly 17 each, and number 6 Duke shot its way into another Maui Invitational championship game with an 82-75 win over number 15 Michigan. Duke is 6-0 this season and 14-0 all-time at the Maui event. The Blue Devils hit 11 of 21 three-pointers while shooting 56% overall to earn a spot in Wednesday night's title game against number 14 Kansas. The 14th-ranked Jayhawks flattened UCLA 72-56 as Elijah Johnson scored 23 for Kansas, which nearly lost all of its 20-point lead against the Bruins before they recovered. Thomas Robinson added 15 points and 10 boards as UCLA falls to 1-3. In other AP Top 25 hoops action, top-ranked North Carolina crushed Tennessee State 102-69, starting the season at 4-0. Number 7 Louisville beat turnover-prone Arkansas State 54-27 in the lowest scoring game for the Red Wolves since the shot clock was implemented in 1986. Will Barton had 25 points and 11 rebounds in helping number 8 Memphis hold off Tennessee 99-97 in the loser's bracket of the Maui Invitational. That game was an overtime contest. 9th-ranked Baylor topped South Carolina State 70-50. Also last night, 11th-rated Wisconsin used a suffocating defense to pave the way to an easy win over Missouri-Kansas City 77-31. Number 17 Pittsburgh clamped down on defense in the final minute to put away LaSalle 73-69. And number 21 Missouri ran all over number 20 Cal 92-53 to win the Progressive CBE Classic. Arkansas forward Marshawn Powell, the team's leading scorer and leading returning rebounder from last year, will miss the rest of the season with a knee injury. Razorbacks coach Mike Anderson says that an MRI revealed torn ligaments and that Powell will require surgery. His timetable for a return is 6 to 8 months. Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim reiterated his support for Bernie Fine, his longtime assistant coach, who's been placed on administrative leave after child molestation charges resurfaced. Boeheim spoke to reporters in New York a day before his fifth-ranked Orange play Virginia Tech in the NIT season tip-off. Boeheim says his support for Fine will change only if some factual thing surfaces to contradict his experience of knowing him for 50 years. Iowa freshman running back Mikhail McCall has been suspended for Friday's regular season finale at number 22 Nebraska for violating team rules. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz wouldn't elaborate Tuesday on why he's keeping McCall from making the trip. He hasn't decided whether McCall would also be suspended for any bowl game. McCall rushed for 61 yards in the season opener for the Hawkeyes before breaking his ankle. He returned for last week's 31-21 win over Purdue, rushing for 4 yards on 2 carries. Ferentz says little-used junior Jason White will serve as the backup to Marcus Coker against the Huskers on Friday. Iowa junior quarterback James Vandenberg has quietly put together one of the best seasons in school history, entering Friday's regular season finale. Vandenberg leads the Big Ten with 238.5 yards passing per game and is second only to Wisconsin's Russell Wilson with 23 touchdown passes. Vandenberg's also thrown just 5 interceptions while completing 61% of his throws. Though Vandenberg has often been overshadowed by receiver Marvin McNutt and running back Marcus Coker, he's been the leader of one of Iowa's best offenses in recent memory. McNutt says Vandenberg has provided strong leadership this season and has developed into a great player. The Hawkeyes face the Huskers for the first time in 11 seasons and for the first time ever as Big Ten opponents on Friday. You can catch that game live here on the radio. 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. Stanford coach David Shaw came ready to rail at the BCS at his weekly news conference Tuesday as he opened his iPad to the standings and began with a 2.5-minute statement about the flawed system. Stanford ranks 6th in the BCS and hosts number 22 Notre Dame on Saturday. Shaw said number 5 Virginia Tech doesn't belong ahead of the Cardinal because he believes the Pac-12 is stronger than the Atlantic Coast Conference. He also contends number 4 Oklahoma State doesn't deserve a higher ranking because it lost to unranked Iowa State. Stanford lost 53-30 at home to number 10 Oregon. Elsewhere in college football news, a person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that talks between the Big East and Brigham Young have broken off and the school will not be joining the conference. The Big East was trying to add BYU as part of its plan to expand westward and become a 12-team football league, but the Cougars have chosen to remain as an independent. A county coroner says a University of Arkansas football player who died over the weekend died of a condition that caused an irregular heartbeat. Washington County Coroner Roger Morris said that to the best of his knowledge, Garrett Eukman's condition was not previously detected. He said the condition, which thickens the walls of the heart, affects a lot of young men. Rich Rodriguez was introduced as the new head football coach at Arizona yesterday. Rodriguez, who signed a 5-year, $9.5 million contract, spoke at a news conference at the school's basketball arena and was interrupted frequently by applause from fans who were encouraged to attend. Arizona is the only member of the old Pac-10 never to have appeared in the Rose Bowl. In NFL news, Denver has waived quarterback Kyle Orton, who lost his starting job to Tim Tebow after opening the season 1-4. Orton hasn't played since the first half of the October 9th game against San Diego. Since Tebow has taken over, the Broncos are 4-1. Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler will have surgery today to repair the fractured thumb on his right throwing hand, and the team is hoping that he'll be able to return before the end of the regular season. Bears GM Jerry Angelo says the team doctors believe Cutler has a chance of getting back on the field before Chicago ends its regular season at Minnesota on New Year's Day. The Jacksonville Jaguars have placed linebacker Clint Session on injured reserve following his second concussion this season. Session sustained a concussion in the preseason and also in Sunday's loss at Cleveland. Running back Tashard Choice has been released by the Washington Redskins 2 days after making his debut for them against his former team, the Dallas Cowboys. The New York Jets have waived backup tight end Sean Nelson because of what the team called a non-football illness. Nelson signed with the Jets October 31st but was inactive for 3 games. Former coach Bill Parcells, running back Jerome Bettis, and NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue are among 26 modern-era semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The list will be reduced to 15 modern-era finalists and announced in early January. Between 4 and 7 enshrinees will be announced before the Super Bowl on February 5th. In baseball news, Milwaukee's Ryan Braun is the National League's most valuable player, outdistancing the Dodgers' Matt Kemp for the honor. Braun received 20 of 32 first-place votes and 388 points in voting announced by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Kemp, who came close to winning the Triple Crown, received 10 first-place votes and finished with 332 points. Braun helped lead the Brewers to their first division title in nearly 30 years. He led the National League with a .597 slugging percentage and was second with a .322 batting average. Braun slugged 33 homers and drove in 111 runs. A baseball players and owners have signed an agreement for a new labor contract, a deal that starts blood testing on human growth hormone and expands the playoffs to 10 teams by 2013. The five-year deal makes changes owners hope will increase competitive balance by pressuring large market teams to rein in spending on amateur draft picks and international signings. At a time when the NBA season is threatened by a lockout and NFL preseason was interrupted by labor strife, it ensures that baseball will have 21 consecutive years of labor peace since the end of the 1994-95 strike. With the agreement, baseball became the first of the major North American professional leagues to agree to blood testing for HGH. There will be two additional playoff teams starting in 2012 or 13 that will give baseball 10 of 30 clubs in the postseason. The two wild cards in each league, the non-first place teams with the best records, will meet in a one-game playoff, and the winners will move on to the division series. Also in baseball news, Wade LeBlanc likes how the Miami Marlins' new uniforms look. He hopes to be wearing one next April. The Marlins acquired the left-hander from the San Diego Padres for catcher John Baker. LeBlanc went 5-6 with a .463 ERA for the Padres last season. The Yankees are raising the price of bleacher seats for next season in an effort to cut down on resales by ticket brokers. The Yanks say the price of bleacher seats will be $20 and $12 next year. That's up from $15 and $5. Penske Racing says Kurt Busch's crew chief, Steve Addington, has left the organization. Addington has been with Busch the last two seasons and is the second crew chief in 3 years to split with a 2004 NASCAR champ. Although the split had been rumored for months, Addington had repeatedly declined to discuss his future with Busch or address speculation that he planned to go to work for three-time champ Tony Stewart in 2012. Roush Fenway Racing began laying off employees Tuesday as it prepares to field fewer cars in 2012. The team had four Sprint Cup Series teams and three Nationwide Series cars this season. Sponsorship woes likely will lead to the organization closing the number six Cup team of David Reagan and scale back to only one full-time Nationwide car. And just three games in the National Hockey League last night. Los Angeles beat St. Louis 3-2. It was Toronto over Tampa Bay 7-1, while Edmonton beat up on Nashville 6-2. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.